live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 17th of October, 39 degrees on our way to 74 on this early fall day, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Scott Burrenheide, in to talk about Reese Across America. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing all right.
Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Scott, there's a lot of folks who may be familiar with Wreaths Across America, and there's probably a fair amount of us that are not. So maybe you could start our conversation here today by talking about exactly what Wreaths Across America is really all about.
Absolutely. Back in 1992, it actually started with a paper boy. He made a trip to Washington, D.C., and went to Arlington and saw the snow-covered headstones and graves there, and his family actually owned a wreath company out of Maine. And he went back, and in 1992, they delivered the first 5,000 wreaths to Arlington National Cemetery, and that has grown since then. For an example, in 2022, just last year, 2.7 million veterans' wreaths were placed in total across the country. So there's 3,700, almost 4,000 locations nationwide that participate in Wreaths Across America Day, which is Congress designated a Saturday in December as an official Wreaths Across America Day.
And now we want to get involved here locally, and that's where Scott Burrenheide comes in, because Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery here in Emporia, under Scott's leadership here, will be involved with starting this December. Scott, how's this going to work?
Yes, sir. Since I got involved in this and we're so close to the December date, we are going to conduct a memorial ceremony only. We will not be placing all the wreaths this year. On December 16th at 11 a.m. out at the cemetery, it's public is welcome. We will have a wreath ceremony where we will place a wreath for every military service branch. So we will have a full program. We will, we're going to have the taps, we're going to have color guards, and we're going to have a representative from each military service, including the Gold Star family, will be placing a wreath in dedication to each one of those services. And this will be our launch for 2024 when we will, which we're already doing it, we're looking for sponsorship for wreaths. 2024, I'm planning on doing the whole cemetery, which right now consists of 1,500 military grave sites.
Wow, that is impressive. You're talking about sponsorships here for next year, but what do you have in mind for sponsorships, and how either supporting individuals or businesses can get involved here to really make this sustainable here between year one, year two, and even year three?
Oh, absolutely. Sponsorship is really easy. Wreaths Across America has a national website. It's wreathsacrossamerica.org. You can get on there, and anybody can sponsor a wreath. Wreaths this year is $17 a piece. You can sponsor to any participating location that you choose. We have our own website as well that they provided for us. It's wreathsacrossamerica.org/KSMMLC. So it's Kansas Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. You can get on, that's our own website that WAA created for us. I've also created a Facebook page that you can get onto, and you can actually look and see different ways of sponsoring. One of the really cool sponsorships that they have is a pairing program where, let's say you have a relative or friend that's not interned in Maplewood, but in a different cemetery, you can actually go on there and sponsor a wreath to our program, but get a second wreath to place at your disposal. Whether you place it at, you know, at their grave, or you have it as a memorial in your home, that's up to you what you want to do with it. And those cost, they're $34 for the basic wreath, but if you want the service flag, so it'll come with an American flag and a service flag, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, or whatever, those flags come with it, and it'll be delivered to you.
Okay, they'll be delivered to the individual then?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's only in the pairing program.
Okay.
So it's available online. You can see that. You can, you know, like I said, you can find our Facebook. You can contact me via Facebook. We also have an email that you could contact us on. And that's EmporiaKSWAA@outlook.com.
And Scott Bernheide joining us here this morning on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:26, 39 degrees on our way to 74 today. Scott is leading the way with wreaths across America, giving it a local Emporia flavor and perfect fit. We are the founding city of Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're heading into our all veterans tribute time. You see the banners downtown. Now, Scott, what prompted you to launch this and get Emporia involved?
I've known about it for many years that it's been done at Arlington. I haven't seen it myself, but when I went on the honor flight, I helped actually lay the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And that really got me intrigued on it. And so I did some research in October, because October 18th was Wreaths Across America Day. And I thought, wait a minute, let me look at this. So I started researching more and found out that I could do that here. And so I just did it. I contacted Brenda at the cemetery, and she agreed to partner with us, and I got a hold of the national organization and applied for it, and we were accepted into the program. So it's all a volunteer basis. It's a non-for-profit company. Even when they truck the wreaths, all the trucking is volunteer work. And that goes in the next year. You know, we're going for 1,500 wreaths plus. I'll need to set up volunteers to lay the wreaths and to pick them up as well.
That was going to be a question I was going to ask, is kind of what else do you need here between now and, you know, the ceremony day in order to make this go smoothly?
This year we're pretty much set. I've got a lot of really good veteran organizations that are involved. Some high school organizations are involved in this. So the ceremony is pretty much set really good, and Brenda's just been excellent working with her out at the cemetery. Like I said, next year is going to be, I think, the stressful time for me, because organizing enough volunteers to lay that many wreaths and pick them up as well to recycle is going to be an endeavor, I think.
Well, we're here to help, Scott. We think it's a great idea, and obviously when we have an opportunity to Absolutely. Honor our veterans, it is a very, very worthy cause. It's Wreaths Across America, and there will be a ceremony this year, Saturday, December 16th, 11 a.m., Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. And then next year it will be upwards of 1,500 wreaths out of the cemetery, and it's a great project, Wreaths Across America. Anything else you'd like to add here this morning, Scott?
I just thank you guys for your support, and thank you guys for everything that you do in the city of Emporia for what you do for the veterans.
You bet.
Well, thanks for what you're doing.
We'll be in touch, Scott. We'll have you back on prior to December's activities, and then we'll help in any way we can to get things fully done for a big project next year.
I look forward to your sponsorship.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Scott Bernheide. Wreaths Across America. That is That's going to be nice, Chuck.
Boy, quite the deal. Nice, huh? Quite the deal. Looking forward to watching this particular activity grow and expand here in Emporia the next couple of years as well. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of our Newsmaker spot to discuss your event, your activity, your cause, let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number. The email address, super easy, kvoe@kvoe.com. This week is full. Next week is almost wide open, so we do have spots next week. Tomorrow, Lori Hill joins us as we talk about the Emporia Community Club's Oktoberfest event, which is on the list for Saturday.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live and Local, 7:30, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Save local. Borrow local. Bank local. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, we offer a variety of products to meet your financial needs, no matter what stage of life.